This is Wicked Rhody, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
Everybody, how's it going?
Thank you so
my
much
name
for
is Mary Larson.
To the podcast voted best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. Mary, welcome to March. Glad
yes.
you could join us in this month here. I hope you're as excited as I am for the month of March, because it means we're one step closer to no more snow. Yeah, you're one of those.
Oh,
wayward.
See, I've been loving the snow so far in March,
who
but
like the
I
snow
agree.
And you know what? That's all well and good. And I'm very happy for you. I couldn't be happier. But I'll be happy when
Thank
it's
you.
Gone. Happy when it's gone. It's supposed to warm up over the next few days. And I have never known more about the weather than I do this week. And will for the next 12 weeks, because part of my duties over at Cat Country are like at the 15s and the 45s. Partly sunny today, tomorrow, high of this and that. You know, I give that little, yeah, that's one of the things I do. So I'm
really?
Doing Cat Country mornings now, from now until Memorial Day, with Brian Mulhern, Amanda Leonardo, who is the regular morning co-host. Mm-hmm. It's named Brian and Amanda in the morning. She is out on maternity leave. So yours truly is waking up at 3:30, at the station for 4:30, on the air at 5 till 9 every day, Monday through Friday. So it's fun.
Oh,
I love it. It's
gosh,
great.
Gosh, amazing.
It's a blast.
Well,
I,
you know,
yeah.
it's just another great way for people to get to hear you if they're avid Wicked Rhody listeners, because also people have heard you on the AM 6:30
yeah,
before.
Yeah, it was on the other side of the dial there,
yeah.
and that's been fun. It's just, it's different ways to do things. People can find a different way to listen to you as well, because you've launched another podcast, because, you know, obviously, you guys aren't paying Libsyn enough, evidently. You want to give them more stuff for the airwaves.
Yeah, yeah. So I, in addition to podcasting, I'm an independent, unique presenter.
And you've done that for a while.
Yeah, I've been doing that for almost 2 years now. So I get to help people just feel more creative and confident with makeup or skincare. And I have an amazing team of people, and I've been doing trainings with them on Facebook Live. And the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, my medium is podcasting. So I've now been recording my trainings, which people, whether you're in network marketing or just sales, or maybe you want to have some more insight into, you know, how to use social media in a different way, they can use it as well. So they just, all you need to search is Minute with Mary in iTunes, and got a brand new podcast up there.
Congratulations. That's excellent.
Thank
you. You've been really rocking this whole makeup tutorials, and it's, you know, some people look at these kind of programs and they're like, oh, there, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. But when you're offering a service, you're offering something that is a good quality product, mm-hmm. you're giving personalized training. It's not like the old school Herbalife days or the old school Deal-A-Meal days.
That's right.
Or the Tupperware party, which, again, there's, you know, those kind of things are unique and cool. This is something different, because you're going to, and I'm saying this as a guy, just observing it from mm-hmm. a marketing perspective, there are people who connect with you that may not connect with somebody else, because they have more of your style or your skin tone or your, you know, just
correct
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge thing for what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it took a little while to realize that we recommend products all the time, whether you're recommending your doctor or a pair of jeans. And so it's kind of like that, except I get to rock a business from it. And thanks to social media, I mean, you know what it's like being able to connect with people with your YouTube videos, your carpooling videos that may be far away. That's been really the greatest joy, is being able to connect and give these tips and tricks for people who may not be able to make it to, you know, makeup or skincare counter, because they might live somewhere pretty remote, or as you said, they just don't
right.
connect. So it's been really fun.
Yeah, and you have a huge background in that. Obviously, you did pageantry, you've done theater, you've done music performance and everything. So there's a lot of different areas that you touch into. I might need some new makeup for the ballpark to get rid of the dark circles as we're coming into paw sock season. And folks, we don't have this listed as an event, but it is actually an event this weekend. It's the Paw Sox Job Fair. If you want to work the season, there's just a lot of great this is just a lot of great day, you know, game day positions out there. They're mostly hourly, but, you know, concession, ushers, restroom attendants, facility maintenance, We also look for cooks, cashiers, servers, prep cooks, vendors. There's just so many different opportunities out there. Even, you know, warehouse personnel and clubhouse personnel. It's stadium operations. It's my favorite, the mascot and street team members.
Nice.
So this is gonna be on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right there at McCoy. You just go there. You'll get a job interview. You can fill out the application. Listen, be happy, be motivated, be friendly, and most importantly, take the opportunity to look at the schedule. There's only 70 games. Make sure you can make a lot of them. That would be helpful. But, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, this is our 50th season. I say our because, you know, I'm the PA guy there, but it's the 50th season of the Red Sox having this AAA organization. So it's, you know, it's just an historical year. And last thing, because I do want to get to the events. Last year, just realized that because the Boston Red Sox won the World Series, mm-hmm. 35 of the players that were on the team, and I mean team meaning throughout the entire season, they actually had 44 players at different, you know, play at different points, but everybody is considered a contributor to that. 35 of those players came through McCoy.
What?
Yes. And if you count Alex Cora, the manager, now it's 36.
Look at that.
So it's really cool to see how that, you know, how that has played a role in, you know, what was really a historical season mm-hmm. last year with the amount of wins. So, hey, listen, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, maybe you're looking for a way just to make a little extra scratch and cash, you know? We got the Poslox Job Fair. Maybe you can become a vendor like Mary there if you're good with that stuff. I cannot do that. So I won't, but nevertheless, if you can, or you hear something that piques your interest, find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary, what do we have for our Wicked Interesting listing this week?
Well, it's something called Art Walk, and they're planning on having many art walks in the future, because this is what they're titling the first annual Art Walk. This is going to be taking place Sunday from 2 to 5. So if you're looking for a little something to do during the afternoon, after you get, you know, your Sunday morning brunch done, you might want to head to the Hope Artiste Village right there in Pawtucket, speaking about the Pawtucket area.
Not that far away.
Right? Not far away at all. This is going to be featuring many local artists. You're going to be able to tour the hallways lined with all the artists showcasing their talents and selling their work. There's going to be all different types of art mediums there. And there's also, of course, going to be snacks and beer and wine available for purchase. Admission is free.
I like that.
Open to the public, completely family friendly. Now, parking, of course, is free. There's going to be a special brunch menu at the Brick Oven on Main, including mimosas, Bloody Marys, all sorts of great things. This is just a great way to see local art. You know, there's tons of different art shows throughout the summer, whether you're going to the Wickford Art Show or, you know, just tons of places. The Scituate Art Festival and the fall and summer are great times. But this is a beautiful venue to be able to see the artwork. A lot of these artists have their studios in the Hope Artiste Village just to get to walk around, maybe get a little bite, you know, maybe you go with the family, maybe you make a date out of it.
Totally. That sounds like a great idea. So that is happening Sunday from 2 to 5.
Correct.
All right, I like that. So there, right there, Hope Artist Village, ladies and gentlemen, that's your Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And now here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
Starting things off, if any of you are Star Wars fans like myself, if the Force is strong in you, Padawan, I want you to think about checking out Star Wars A New Hope in concert. Going to be happening this Saturday. There's going to be two concerts taking place at PPAC, actually. So the Rhode Island Philharmonic often plays at the Vets, but they're going to be at PPAC for this performance. It is live film excerpts are going to be on the screen. And then the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra, they're going to be playing along live to the pieces.
So, like, that takes a lot to synchronize all that stuff up.
Yeah, it sure does.
Like, you can't be lagging behind there.
No.
It's kind of important.
Got to be on your A game. And, of course, Star Wars came out, believe it or not, 40 years ago.
And to this day, I still have not seen any of them, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't even handle it, Ben. Well, sorry. Unlike you, I've seen it too many times, and I love it. I love it so much, I'm actually going to be at this concert. So if you see me there, wave a little hello and just know that we will be geeking out together to Darth Vader's theme.
And there's nothing wrong with that at all. Hey, on Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m., it's the Operation Stand Down Rhode Island annual steak fry. And this is going to be held at the Smithfield Elks Lodge, which is right on Farnham Pike up there in Smithfield. It's a day filled with great food, amazing friends, families, veterans, and, of course, the OSDRI team. And Operation Stand Down Rhode Island does an amazing job to help, you know, give the veterans in our state a hand up, not a hand out. That's a very, very important difference. They help raise money for the veterans in need, and they help them get back on their feet through a variety of programs. It's not a dependency program. You know, people just don't go on the system. They are helping making these men and women, you know, helping to get them, restore them back to their original glory and you know, contributing members of society or participating and active as they want to be. They do a wonderful job, and especially with the amount of PTSD and just that, the battlefield of the mind, the Operation Stand Down team just does such a great job working with our vets. So if you want to support them, tickets are $25 each. You can order them prior to, or you can get them at the door. But if you could, it'd be helpful if you just followed the link in the show notes there, so they have an idea of how many people are coming. But again, that's on Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Smithfield Elks Lodge in Smithfield, Rhode Island. What else is coming up, Mary?
Okay, so I understand that you're not a Star Wars fan, but have you seen the Godfather trilogy at all?
I have seen majority of it. As a good Italian man, I have, yes.
Good. Well, of course, you know that those movies have a really big following. Such a big following that actually Rhode Island Monthly has teamed up, and they're going to be having the Godfather double feature at the Greenwich Odeon, taking place on Sunday starting at 2 p.m. So the first Godfather is going to be at 2, and then the Godfather Part 2 is going to be taking place at 6 p.m. So you can get in. Doors are open 30 minutes beforehand. You can get tickets to both shows, or you can get tickets to just one of the shows, and they're really affordable. For one film, it's $7. For both films, it's $11. Heck, you can go see both of them, and it's cheaper than going to Showcase.
Yeah, well, that's and it's a local theater. It is a local nonprofit organization. It's an original theater. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful inside. They have snacks. Yep. They have beverages there. So, I mean, what more could you want? And I like the fact that you can split it up, because if you have something going on in the afternoon, you want to catch the later show, or vice versa. If you have something at night that you got to be at, but you wanted to go there during the day, why not? Right? I mean, it's a perfect spot to do that. Yeah. So that's on Sunday.
Correct. Sunday, whether you want the just part one or you want part two, you get to pick and choose.
Or you can go to both.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, on Mondays. They have college night. Actually, they have them at a variety of times, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays at Lang's Bolarama. If you are a college student and you have a college ID, even if you are a continuing ed and you like, you know, you're like 90 and you're still going to CCRI to keep your brain sharp,
mm-hmm.
you could still get that college discount, that unlimited bowling for $7 a person. How great is
that's
that?
Awesome.
Over at Lang's. Lang's is right near you. You go there quite a bit. It's mm-hmm. a good, it's a great alley. It's clean. And like I said, you know, it's fun. And this is more of an adult thing, obviously, because it's after 9:30 p.m. But if you wanted to do something, $7 to go bowling, and it includes your shoe rental.
What?
So yeah,
that's good.
$7, boom. You got to have that college ID though, so you know, go sign up for something. Maybe you go take crochet 101 or something, just so you can get the just so you can go to college night over at Lang's.
I like it. We've got a couple of Wicked family-friendly events to recommend for you and your little ones. First up is the Design and Build event for kids taking place at the Jewish Community Center right over in Providence.
The JCC.
The JCC, that's right. This is an event taking place Sunday from 2 to 4. You get to have the kids build, create, and imagine. This is really aimed for those children like ages 4 through 7, you know, that later preschool through maybe first or second grade. You get to have an afternoon of fun, constructive challenges, building materials, and just to let them think outside the box, it is free and completely open to the public. They are asking that you try to RSVP, just like you were saying before, Ben, so people know how much materials to have there, but walk-ins are welcome. So that, once again, is Sunday from 2 to 4. What else do we have, Ben?
We have, for those who have little ones, every Monday at 10:30, the William Hall Library, which is one of the Cranston public libraries over there on Broad Street, they have their Discovery Story Time. So you can join them Monday mornings from 10:30 to 11 for a STEM themed. Now, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math themed story time for preschoolers. That's right. You got a preschooler? Get them going on this whole STEM programming, because it is, it pays off dividend if you start teaching them right. And then, you know, it's a story time that's intended for 3 to 5 year olds, and you can you can attend with a caregiver, and it includes a read aloud story, science experiment, and a craft.
Nice.
Can't beat that. Nope. That is awesome over there, right at the do they just call it the Hall Library?
I think so. Yeah, we just call it the Hall Library. That's how we do it in Cranston.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm an East Bay guy, so I'm not used to all these fancy things over there. I know. You can explore the rarely seen inner workings of a mighty battleship and destroyer with an engine room veteran. His name is Hugh Doyle. This is for 13 and older over at Battleship Cove in Fall River. Why do we tell you about things that happen just over the borderline? Because no matter where you are in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from either the ocean, Massachusetts, or Connecticut. And if you are more than 18 and a half miles from either of those and not one or the other, then you have problems.
We don't know where you are.
Yeah. You are messed up.
You are not in Rhode Island. Tell you what.
You are so messed up, you don't even know it. But Battleship Cove is awesome. It's just the largest collection of U.S. Navy ships. It's truly a fun place to go. So even if you can't go to this thing, which may sell out, even if you can't go to this event, the behind the scenes engine room tour, there are always wonderful events over there. So it's one of those places where you can go multiple times and still not see everything. It's just such an intricate museum. Mary, I think it's getting to about the time where Blake is going to have to take the Larson lad over there.
I know.
For a field trip, a little guy's day. I think they'd have a good time. Well, I mean, it's fun for the whole family. I don't mean to just isolate the guys. No. I think something like that, I think the two of them would have a blast at going over there to the battleship. And why not? It's the coolest. It is legit. You know, these were the ships that were in war, people.
Yes.
So check them out while they're still floating. Sorry to say it like that.
It's okay. Wicked Rudy is proud to partner. Listen to me. I got all messed up talking about
proud
sinking
to ponder.
Ships. Well, they're still floating. I'm thinking you sunk the battleships. Well, Wicked
Rudy.
B4.
C7.
Yes.
Hit and sunk.
Oh, man. We're proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island. You guys have heard us talk about them several times already. They're helping to spread the word and together about these wonderful opportunities that you, your family, and your friends can volunteer in around Rhode Island. So you've heard about us talk about the United Way, but I need to be honest with you. I've lived in Rhode Island my whole life, and I didn't really understand what the United Way was about. So, Ben, can you help us kind of figure this out a little bit more and tell us about this organization?
Absolutely. So I've had the United Way in the car for carpooling with Ben before, and the easiest way to describe these guys, they're like a match.com for people who need any kind of help, assistance, and services in the state of Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And actually, they're a nationwide organization. The best part is they are completely funded by an endowment that was established years ago from a gentleman from Texas. So when you make a donation to the United Way, the donation goes to an organization that you designate. So you can funnel your donation through the United Way and say, I want this money to go to this charity or that group. They'll take care of getting it there. And they also act as a research operation for educational purposes. They get a lot of information when they are doing their surveys. They're doing all sorts of different volunteer things. And they can quantify those numbers and those studies to help improve the education in the community. If you have a question about anything, I mean, if you don't know how to file for Medicaid or Medicare, if you're not sure how to apply for FAFSA, which is, I believe, that's the college forms, mm-hmm. or whatever, you can call 211. And they have you don't have to, it's not just English speaking. They have a variety of languages they facilitate. They will get you to the right person. Recently, when they had that gas crisis in Newport, mm-hmm. with the gas was shut off in those really cold times, the governor and the state of Rhode Island said, okay, here's the deal. If you need help, just call 211. Just call 211, and they're going to act as our call center for this whole thing. So they didn't have to give out multiple numbers, people calling them. 211, how easy
Perfect.
Is that? But you can still call 211 right now if you need help with anything happening. And if you are a business and you're looking for a great way for your organization, your business to get involved with nonprofit organizations, then contact 211 or call the United Way. They will help you with that. And again, the volunteer opportunities that we've been bringing you, those are great ways to give back. Maybe you need you or your children need community service hours to get done. There you go. Nice and easy.
Love it.
There you go. So that's a wonderful thing there. So, you know, if you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, you can obviously just follow our links. We've got all that stuff. And in dire emergency, just call 211. Unless it's a medical emergency, you call 911.
Yeah.
But, you know, for everything else, call 211. Mary, I'm so excited. Next week, we are beginning our partnership with Float.
That's right.
We're going to go relax. We're going to go chill.
Love it.
We're going to experience what they have over there, and we will be bringing it back to you. But as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You know we're going to be social while we're at Float, guys. We're going to be doing some little story action, maybe snapping some shots and some videos. You're going to want to make sure that you're following Wicked Roadie on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're posting photos from any of the events that we chatted about, please make sure that you use the hashtag Wicked Roadie and let the people there know that you heard about the event through the podcast.
And we'll actually have some great gifts to give away, too, from Float in coming weeks. So stay tuned for that. And maybe you're another business out there that's saying, hey, I want to do that. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, and get your message directly into the ears of our listeners.
Until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
But first, I'm going to go take a nap. Or three.